The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Duman. I'm Olivia Quay.
Transport Minister Khaw Boon Wan is retiring from politics after 19 years. In a valedictory letter released to the media, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong thanked Mr. Khaw, who is also coordinating Minister for Infrastructure, for his lifetime of public service to Singapore. The People's Action Party will be fielding 27 new candidates in the general election on July 10th. The final batch sees individuals from various professions like law and marketing and includes the country's first woman Brigadier General. Workers' Party Chief Pritam Singh today confirmed the team looking to retain Aljunied GRC. It will comprise Mr. Singh, Party Chairman Sylvia Lim, Mr. Faisal Manap, Mr. Leon Pereira and Mr. Gerald Giam.
Ms. Lim said WP is planning to release its manifesto this weekend.
The Progress Singapore Party also unveiled its final round of six candidates during a virtual press conference today. This brings the total number of candidates to 24.
Well, Singapore's newest party, Red Dot United, unveiled the last member of its team to run in the five-seat Jurong GRC.
We're now joined by Deputy Political Editor Royston Sim. Roy, first of all, can we get your reaction to Mr. Khaw's retirement? After all, he has helmed several key ministries.
I think Mr. Khaw's retirement doesn't come quite as a surprise. We had heard from party sources that he was tipped to step down, and he has introduced his new base on the ground. That's Miss Polly Sun, who was unveiled yesterday. She's a VP at Changi Airport Group, so she has been on the ground and shadowing him at constituency events. So the talk on the ground was that Mr. Khaw was going to step down. So that part of it didn't come as a surprise. But I think he will leave a big gap that will be hard for the PAP to fill. Mr. Khaw, over the years, has built up a reputation as the party's Mr. Fix-It. Basically, he has gone on to take all of the hot portfolios. He was in the health ministry, and after that, in 2011, housing was a big issue. There was unhappiness about affordability and the supply of housing. So Mr. Khaw was sent to the housing ministry and he ramped up the HDB building programs. And he also introduced new policies. And I think at the end of his, in 2015, by the time 2015 came around, I think some of the unhappiness and quite a bit of the unhappiness over the housing issue had waned. And in 2015, one of the hot issues was transport and specifically the reliability of the MRT. So after the GE, Mr. Khaw basically volunteered to go to the Transport Ministry to fix the issues there. And I think now that we've come to the next GE, he has basically managed to do that. The MRT reliability has climbed. It's exceeded more than a million MKBF, mean kilometres between failure. And that's across all the MRT lines, so your older north, south and east-west lines, and also the newer northeast lines and Circle Line and Downtown Line. So I think some of it is Mr. Khaw. I mean, I would also say that, of course, some of the programs to renew the MRT lines were put in place before his time. So like the resignaling projects, the replacement of the third rail and so on. But there's no doubt that under his tenure, the MRT reliability has improved.
Right. Well, earlier today, PAP introduced all their new candidates, 27 of them. So how do you think the party did in terms of attracting a range of talented people to serve?
I think the PAP has really, try to make a concerted effort to diversify its slate. Out of the 27, 15 are from the private sector, 3 are from the social sector, and the rest are a mix of public servants and also those from the formerly from the military. And the slate, the age ranges from 30 to 55, the oldest being Dr. Tan Si Ling, who is set to take over from ESM Goh Chok Tong. I think Dr. Tan is the kind of candidate that the PAP has been hoping to attract but hasn't had much success in doing so thus far. He is, the group chief executive, or he was the group chief executive of IHH Healthcare. Traditionally, they've struggled to attract your people from the private sector, like the top leaders in the private sector. So that's an interesting addition to their slate. And also, they have gone to get you know, faces like Ms. Carrie Tan, who was introduced today. She is, you know, founded a non-profit Daughters of Tomorrow, and there are, you know, a couple more like her. So it does seem like they're trying to get candidates who are on the ground and who represent, and this is something that their second Assistant Secretary General, Mr. Chan Chun Seng, said, you know, that they're trying to attract a diverse state of candidates, you know, that can represent, you know, the different segments of Singaporeans. And it would seem that based on this slate, they have, you know, managed to widen their reach. That said, I mean, you still have your more, I guess, people from the military. Like one of the candidates introduced today was the former Air Force Brigadier General, Ms. Gan Xiao Huang. Mm-hmm. So she is now with the Employment and Employability Institute. So she sort of, I guess, fits the mold of you know, what you would think of candidates, PAP candidates who are sort of parachuted in at the last minute. But you know, she's also you know, another interesting addition to watch.
Right, WP has revealed its slate to contest Aljunied GRC. Who do you think PAP will field to face off against WP? Are we expecting any familiar faces, perhaps?
Based on what we are hearing, the PAP slate, I think, will comprise three of the candidates who contested in the 2015 election. So that will be Mr. Victor Lai, Mr. Chua Ing Leong, and also Mr. Shamsul Kamar. And we expect that they'll be joined by Ms. Chan Hui Yue, who was one of the new faces introduced today, candidates introduced today. And rounding up the five-man slate would be Mr. Alex Yeo. They would replace Mr. Yeo Guat Kwang, you know, who contested in 2015, and also Mr. Murali Pillai, who is now the MP at Bukit Batok. But I would like to caveat that, you know, until nomination day and the lineups are fixed, you know, anything can happen. It's possible that there will be changes, but based on what we are hearing, that's the slate that we expect for now in Aljunied GRC for the PAP.
Well, thank you so much, Royston, for coming on to speak with us. We were speaking to Deputy Political Editor Royston Sim. Of course, don't forget to head to our GE 2020 microsite for all the news leading up to polling day on July 10th.